This is 90.3 KEDM Public Radio. I'm Corey Crow. Achieving a strong financial status is a difficult task, but is it really? Certified financial advisor Byron Moore talks about the financial benefits that you can use to live a financially strong life on this week's Wisdom on Wealth.
I am insurance poor. Whenever someone raises the twin topics of insurance and affordability, a little red flag goes up in my little brain. In 99% of the cases I see, the problem is not affordability, but effectiveness. Will the coverage that you have actually do what you want it to do when the car wrecks or the house burns? The question you should be asking is, what coverage can our family afford not to have? On that note, allow me to broaden the discussion a bit to the larger topic of financial benefits, which is really what insurance is. Most of us trade money for financial benefits, but because we don't know how to think about them, we don't have a common sense frame of reference to inform us when we're getting a good value and when we're not getting a good value for the benefits that we purchase. Let's say that you own a house worth $250,000 and you pay $1,500 a year for homeowners insurance. As long as you keep the house without a mortgage, you could skip the homeowners insurance and keep the $1,500. You could save up the replacement cost of your house in 166 years. Okay, maybe skipping the homeowner's insurance isn't such a great idea after all. But by giving the insurance company your $1,500 a year, you're transferring the risk of experiencing a $250,000 loss due to a fire. The insurance company can do something you and I simply cannot, which is spread out the risk that any single house will burn among the hundreds or thousands of other homes in similar situations as yours or mine. The clear benefit you receive is risk transfer. But the various forms of catastrophe insurance aren't the only financial benefits available. Tax credits provide a dollar-for-dollar offset against your income tax bill. Therefore, if you could buy $10 worth of tax credits for $6, you've saved $4 in taxes. That's a pretty good deal. Zero coupon bonds are both bonds that you can purchase in which the interest payment that a bondholder would normally receive has been sold off to somebody else. The only thing a zero coupon bondholder gets is the principal value of the bond itself way out in the future when that bond matures. Therefore, a $100,000 bond maturing 10 years from now and paying 4% interest along the way might be sold for a discounted value of, say, $66,000. The buyer knows that his $66,000 is going to be worth, say, $100,000 in 10 years. Series E savings bonds work in a similar way. And guaranteed income annuities also represent the trading of dollars today for a stream of income tomorrow that will last as long as you live. One of the least understood yet most advantageous keys to successful financial planning is understanding how to evaluate and take advantage of these financial benefits that are sold for a discount. Maximum financial performance is achieved when you optimize the balance between the supply of money and the supply of benefits in your financial situation. Offering you Wisdom on Wealth, I'm Byron Moore.